It's a pleasure to welcome back into the KETR studios a guy who is a familiar face around here, actually, having recently completed his bachelor's degree at Texas A&M University Commerce in radio television, if I'm not mistaken. And this rising star from Greenville released his self-titled debut EP in 2012. He's a regular performer over in Plano at Love and War in Texas. Joining me in studio today is Texas singer-songwriter Cole Reisner. Buddy, how's it going?
It's good, Matt. It's good to see you.
It's great to have you back, man. I know it's been a while. Sometimes when you're in college, you're thinking, man, am I ever going to get out of here? And then when you graduate, you're probably like, can I go back?
I know, right? I know. Anytime I can come back over here, it's a good day.
Well, it's great to have you back in the KETR studios. We're going to listen to some of Cole's music coming up, and just a reminder that my interview with Cole that we did back in 2012 is still available on our website, ketr.org. If you want to hear a little bit more bio information about Cole, we went well into to all of his origins and everything last time we talked. So, to Cole, how has post-college life been treating you, man?
Oh, you know, I miss it. I'm lying. It's great. It's great. You know, I miss being on campus and seeing old friends, but it's good to be done with school for now and trying to make a name for myself.
Well, and I think that you're doing a good job on that, and I'm sure that it could always be going a little faster for you. It's not always easy as a rising star, you know, in Texas. There's a lot of competition out there.
Oh yeah, you know, and it's pretty busy right now. We're working on another record, writing for that and stuff, and
cool.
But you're right, you know, there's If I'm out there doing it, you know, there's another 50,000 kids just like me that are playing, and they're really hitting it hard right now. So,
well, you've definitely got some great songs and a great voice that needs to be heard by folks out there. And I was looking on your website, noticed that you've got a kind of a regular gig over there at Love and War in Texas.
Yeah, Courtney over there has been really helpful for getting my name out there. She's just a really big fan, and that's, you know, right now that's the hardest part about playing music in Texas is name recognition.
Sure.
And having people be able to hear your name and know who you are. And she really likes me, and she's been able to get me in front of some really great acts and play with some. I've got a gig next weekend with Daryl Dodd.
Yeah.
And she's put me on with 1100. I had a gig a couple weeks ago with 1100 Springs and Max Stalling.
Oh, nice.
For Texas Independence, and that was a really great opportunity. And you know, it's fun. It's fun to get to play with guys that you grew up listening to.
Definitely.
But she's just booking me left and right, and I'm not saying no.
Well, of course not. No, I was really excited to see your name listed ahead of all these substantial names in Texas music. Mm-hmm. You've talked about a couple of those there, but that is so awesome, and that really is a good way for you to get some exposure to fans of these bands who are already going out. You know, there are people who are going to go out to see 1100 Springs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to garner new fans that way, so that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what we're going for right now, you know, is this people getting to play in front of crowds of getting to play with guys that I know that I respect their music, and that hopefully that their fans will respect my music and enjoy it, and that we can get an opportunity to play with, you know, in front of those fans, and maybe potentially just, you know, get some of those guys like Max and Matt Hillier, you know, behind me. And
I was going to say,
support me. Yeah.
Great networking, I'm sure that you can do with
absolutely.
These guys.
Yeah. And it's been busy, but we've had a good year since graduating. So
that's wonderful. I'm very glad to hear that. Cole Reisner, the EP, is a release I still turn to often here on Notably Texan, and you alluded that you're writing some new stuff, working on new material.
Yeah, you know this probably just as well as anybody, that the record industry's changing, and so a lot of guys are trying to figure out if they're going to do full length or EP and things like that. And I did an EP, and you know, I'm really starting to lean towards a full length album, but
sure.
I think it's going to be kind of split up into two, like more kind of half acoustic and then half full band stuff.
Oh,
we'll see
cool.
how it goes. Yeah,
that would be nice.
But it's we'll see how it goes.
And it really is. It's just such a different world in music these days. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I know. I feel like back in my day, you know, I feel like my granddad or something when I talk about this stuff. But really, I mean, even 10, 15 years ago, you know, to put an album out, you had to have some kind of a label support. You had to have somebody who was gonna, you know, burn the CDs, as it were, just to even put a product out there. But these days, you know, literally, you can do this stuff from home. You can have your own store on your website. You can get your stuff on iTunes and Bandcamp and all these other ways that people can just purchase directly from you.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really is a brave new world as far as indie artists are going.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool that more people can do it, you know, in their bedroom like that, and they can make a record for not a whole lot of money, but the downside to that is nobody's buying hard copy CDs anymore.
Right.
They're not buying records that they can hold. You know, I was talking to my wife about it. And it's like, you know, why even, you know, eight, 10 years ago, I used to go buy CDs the time,
yeah.
You know, 3-4 records a week. And it's like, I haven't bought anything. I haven't bought music like that in forever because you can't. There's not record stores anymore. You can't. There's not Hastings anymore. You can go down there and just dig through piles of CDs.
It is a rarity for sure. Yeah. And, you know, we work with a lot of students coming through here on a regular basis, as you know very well, of course. We host basically a laboratory here at the station for radio television students, which is where I came to become accustomed with Cole when he was taking that practicum course with us. But a lot of these young students are always telling me, you know, I've never even bought a CD. You know, there are 20-year-olds right now who have never bought a CD in their life. They're like, what is this outdated format? They look at a CD like I look at an 8-track, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really interesting where the whole music industry has gone these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, in a little while, I'm going to invite you to play something for us here in the studio, if you would. But I wanted to check out a cut from that debut EP of yours. Cole Reisner's with me in studio today. This tune, Hold, is one that our listeners seem to enjoy. I've gotten requests for this before. I don't know if I've asked you about this one before. Do you have any interesting stories about your song Hold?
Not really. You know, it's kind of one of those songs that I had a mindset for how I wanted it to sound, and then when we got in the studio, it completely changed.
Really?
And this is a song that I submitted for The Wildflower a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they cap it at 250 entries, and I was 12th
nice.
With this song. So it was really... is really exciting.
That's a great way to get yourself some attention when you come in there in the top 20 of a music competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, because it's all so subjective. And
oh,
it could
sure.
Be, you know, really doesn't matter at the end of the day. But to get that high was really, really accomplishing.
Well, congratulations on that. Let's check out my guest Cole Reisner's tune, Hold. You are listening to Notably Texan on 88.9 KETR. And we've got more discussion coming up with Cole right here on listener-supported 88.9 KETR.
I got a girl, but she don't love me. There ain't nothing I can do about it. I could climb to the mountaintop and shout it, but she wouldn't hear me at all.
Cole Reisner is with me in studio today on 88.9 KETR. You're listening to Notably Texan. Cole, are you still living over in Rockwall?
I am.
Very nice.
Right there on the Bay of Lake Ray Hubbard, I guess is what they call it.
I was just fascinated recently to see, I don't know if you caught this or not, but I'm getting way off base here, but hey, it's my
That's
show.
Fine.
I can do whatever
yeah,
I want.
Man. Exactly.
I never knew, actually, Rockwall. I'd never thought about the name, and you know, they had this, they recently did a study.
Yeah, it was like on the History Channel,
History 2 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the show, but I learned about this
Undiscovered or something like that.
We are right, we're so close. It's something along
yeah,
those lines,
yeah.
But I actually watched that, and it was really fascinating. They basically determined they didn't find anything, but
they did find a wall.
They
found a rock
wall,
but it's not a man-made.
It doesn't seem to be man-made, but that was really fascinating to me. I never even thought about the name, that it was based on an actual thing over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's actually a building in downtown Rockwall that the side of the building is made out of rocks
yeah.
that have come from that. It's pretty neat.
It was interesting, and I really wanted them to find you know, some kind of giant civilization that created
Heck, yeah.
these walls, but it turns out
yeah.
that was not the case. So.
Yeah, like they used it to like trap dinosaurs
yeah.
or something cool like that. Wouldn't
well,
that be awesome?
Well, a guy can dream anyway. Well, the Rockwall's a great launching ground, though, you know, I mean, because you're not, you're right outside of Dallas, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You can book the gigs over in mm-hmm. Dallas in the suburbs, but you can also easily head out this way or mm-hmm. head down Austin way or you got a lot of opportunities there. So that's a good
yeah.
launching pad.
Yeah, we like it over there. It's been real helpful.
If only you guys weren't down on that below the hill there, you could tune in KETR a little bit better.
Oh, I know, right? I have to stand on top of the Rockwall County Capitol to tune
there we
into
go.
KETR.
Well, Cole, you've got a gig tonight in Sulphur Springs. You're scheduled to play at 7 tonight at the 30 East Music Festival. This is a pretty interesting thing. It's a free show. It's open to the public, and it's right there on the downtown square in Sulphur Springs. And you're going to have the full band with you tonight, right?
I am, yeah. It's going to be real exciting. Everyone's kind of coming over after once they get off work. I've got a guy that's filling in on guitar tonight, and he's doing a really good job. I'm excited to hear everybody play live, and all my family, they all live in that area, so they all
oh, cool.
they're all going to get to come out. It should be a good time.
Weather permitting, of course, we're doing everything we can. I'm using all of my mental weather powers right now to make sure that the weather won't get in the way of your gig tonight. But
we appreciate that.
We are following some the potential for some weather here today, so hopefully that will all kind of calm down by the time you take the stage over there in Sulphur Springs tonight. And so, you know, we're talking about you using the full band. This is not something every gig you're not out there with the full band. Sometimes it's you solo, right?
Yeah, like we've played. I think I played all of February. I think it was February or most of March. I can't remember. It was just acoustic gigs, you know,
sure,
here and there. I went to Nashville for a little bit and played a show up there.
Oh, nice!
And then just played local kind of acoustic gigs. It's good though to have the full band just to kind of see what your songs are capable of.
Oh, you know, definitely.
Makes you feel better about your writing.
So this is a good opportunity to catch Cole with the full band, and I'm just curious, you know, because I haven't caught a full performance of yours, Cole. Do you perform all originals when you're out with the band, or do you some covers as well?
Yeah, I do a few covers.
Sure.
When I play covers, I like to play older country songs because that's kind of like what I grew up on.
Yeah.
And it's always good to kind of give tribute to those guys by playing, you know, cover them. So like I'll do like an old Waylon Jennings song and an old John Anderson song.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I think he's from Florida is where he's from. The old
well,
wind.
We'll forgive that here on Notably.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, that's cool. So folks are going to be able to hear, if they're not familiar with your music, they're going to be able to learn about your originals, and they might even hear some stuff that they can kind of sing along with out there, too. You never know.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity to catch Cole Reisner live tonight. You and the band, do you have like more plans to do gigs in the near future? Is this something you would like to do every time, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of gigs coming up in April. We've got we're playing in Plano and Grapevine. We got Daryl Dodd next weekend, April 4th. And then after that, we've got a gig in Plano with a guy named Chris Allen, who's not the guy from American Idol. He always gets confused with that guy. But then we're playing with the O's later that month.
Oh, yeah.
In Grapevine.
So those guys are...
Yeah, that'll be a great
show.
They're
a blast.
We're excited about that.
It's been a while since I've talked to them.
They're doing really well. So.
Yeah, I know. I think they're competition of mine now. I understand they have a radio show, I think.
Oh, yeah. They've got the Friday night show. It's like a 2-hour, 4 to 6, and they do a bunch of Americana stuff. It's actually really, really, really good. And it's no Matt Minky.
Well,
it's
there we
close.
Go. That's what
that's
I wanted
what
to,
hear.
Thank you,
I
Cole.
Know.
I had to yank the chain a little bit there, but
play to the crowd.
No, I'm definitely a fan of the O's, and glad that those guys are doing well. Well, you know, we are a listener-supported public radio station. You know this very well, Cole, from your dealings with us here as an intern. Basically, that's ultimately what the practicum course is here, is you're interning with the radio station. So you've been involved with us very closely here inside and behind the microphones, behind the scenes and stuff. I wanted to talk a little bit about public radio. We've got a pledge drive coming up next week, so we want people to be thinking about this. Let me ask you, in your opinion, Cole, why is it even important to have a station like KETR here in Northeast Texas?
Well, I think it's cool because with 88.9, the NPR station that I have the most experience with, it's cool that you bring in artists and you have like long conversations with them. You know, you get to hear from the artists about their songs, about their writing, about who they are. And when you tune into a local big station that's commercial, it's like, well, we've got 2 minutes that we can talk to you.
Right.
It's basically you get your name out there and you say, oh, hey, I'm playing here tonight and here's my song. And it's just a little bit more personal, and you get to know who you're working with. And it's kind of, you know, 88.9 has that idea of it's your station, and it really is, you know. And when you support a station like that and you get to listen and tune in and know your DJs and know who you're listening to, it's a lot more personal and more fun, for that matter, more fun.
And yeah, you've definitely have, you know, seen this from both sides, of course, having no doubt dealt with some commercial stations and this non-commercial station. You've kind of seen both sides of that, so you really have an idea, you know, of how we are able to do things. You know, we're able to just kind of clear off the table for this hour and talk to you as long as we want to, because we don't have commercial interests getting in the way of what we do here on this station. So we think that that is worth supporting. We think that that's worth listeners' dollars out there, because that's what we count on to continue to bring this service to Northeast Texas. So pitch in whatever you can. It really does make a difference. And, you know, for that matter, why is it... why do you think it's worth people throwing their dollars at this? You know, I mean, it's everybody's stretching their budgets these days, but everybody doesn't have an opportunity to learn about artists like Cole Reisner, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's kind of like what I said. You know, it's, you know, you get to be a part of a radio station that is basically something that you tune in for and you pay for, that you kind of, you're supporting, and the people that support KETR support the music and they support what you guys are doing. And it's, you know, it's just a really great service for this area. And, you know, we talked about it all the time when we were in school here, and I'm sure you do too. You know, I don't think people really understand what they have with 88.9 being a 100,000 watt radio station and how far it stretches and how just the support and the reach that this station has is just really, really great.
It's easy to take for granted things that are in your backyard, you know, until the threat of them not being there comes up, and then you start to go, wow, you know, I really should have considered this before. We think that this is something hopefully our listeners will think about today and consider going over to KETR.org and clicking on support this station, because it really does mean something. It really does make a difference. Hey, how about this, Cole? We've been talking for a while here, and I know I happened to notice that you brought your guitar in today, as you're apt to do. I appreciate you doing that. I'm going to see if I can twist your arm and get you to perform a tune live for us. Would you do that?
Yeah, that sounds great, yeah.
You want to tell us what you're going to do, and feel free if you have any kind of introduction for this.
Yeah,
go right ahead.
I've got a song. It's a new song called A Better Man, and I've played it probably, I think I've played it once live. So at a show last weekend at the City Tavern in Dallas.
Wow.
So here goes nothing, pretty much. We'll see how it goes. No, I don't get a whole lot of credit. I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed. I may not know much, but I'll never forget it. When you walked through that door and we first met, it's like lightning is crashing all around me. And all I've ever been quickly fades away. 'Cause I love you more and more, my darling, as you make me a better man every day.
Cole Reisner on 88.9 KETR live in the studios. That was beautiful, man.
Hey, thanks,
I really like
that.
I
appreciate that.
I'm always excited to hear the new stuff that you've got, and you definitely do not disappoint with that. If that's the kind of stuff you're writing right now, can't wait to hear the new album that you've got in mind.
Well, you'll get it. You'll get it as soon as I finish it. How about that?
I hope so, man. I'm counting down the moments to that. Hey, I want to remind folks how they can kind of connect with you online. ColeReisner.com is your website. You're also on Bandcamp, which is that's a site that I utilize regularly. You know, that's a great way to, a lot of folks might not be familiar with that, but it's a cool way to kind of go and discover some artists and have a direct connection to them, so that you can directly purchase music from an artist. You can do that on Bandcamp. You're also active on social networks, right? You're at Cole Reisner on Twitter.
Right.
And Facebook.com/ColeReisnerMusic.
Mm-hmm.
That covers the gambit. I think you're, I mean, you also have some other you know, music places out there. You're probably on are you on Reverb Nation?
I'm not on Reverb Nation, but the best way to get a hold of me is I can just give you my cell phone number and my email. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
But you just call in, pledge to Matt Meinke, and then he can give you my email if you want to talk to me. How about that?
Don't make promises you don't want me to fulfill now.
Okay.
Cole Reisner, man, this has been a blast. Folks can catch you playing live tonight with the full band. All are welcome at the free 30 East Music Festival concert in downtown Sulphur Springs, where Cole Reisner and his band will perform tonight at 7. Really appreciate you taking the time to come over to KETR and revisit with us, man. It's great to connect again.
Anytime I can hang out over here, I enjoy it.
Well, we're always happy to have you. We've got an open door policy for you here, Cole, so thanks again for coming. I want to play you out with your tune, Back to Texas, which we've played many times here before. Still love this one. And check out Cole live tonight in downtown Sulphur Springs, weather permitting. Let's all do what we can to think the best about the weather tonight so that you guys can play over there. Thanks again, Cole. It's been a blast.
All right, thanks, Matt.